Our most humble pranams at thy lotus feet. Respected elders, uncles and aunties, brothers and sisters, we welcome all of you once again for the second day of the Chinese New Year program.
敬爱的世尊, 我们虔诚地臣服在您的莲花足下, 尊敬的赛兄弟姐妹们, 以及所有在场的信众, 我们再次欢迎你们的到来。 今天是我们华人农历新年节目的第二天。
Swami, we will start this evening program with the chanting of the Lu Xiang Chan Mantra, followed by the Heart Sutra Mantra, to remind us that we do not need to worry about anything when Swami is always with us. May Swami bless the initiation of the program today.
Swami, 念诵经文卢香赞, 将拉开今天节目的序幕, 之后唱诵心经, 此刻的心情, 无忧无虑, 因为有您同我们同行, 愿在您的庇佑之下, 今日节目可以顺利圆满。
Jesus. 这几色公公几色色色相惜色亦不如色色里色色就方空相不现不眠不过不净不见不见色公公就无色无所相惜色无意而彼色色亦无色色相为出发无眼见乃则无意色见无无明亦无无明尽乃则无老色亦无老色无故见面道无得亦无得亦无萨埵故菩提萨依般若波罗蜜多故悉无挂碍无挂碍故无用功佛言离颠倒梦想究极念佛三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提故色般若波罗蜜多色达僧咒色达明咒色无僧咒色无等等咒乃诸一切故得色菩提故色般若波罗蜜多咒揭说揭一切谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧揭谛菩提萨婆
for the day is Brother Manoj Kumar Singh from Thailand, who is the chairman of the Satya Sai International Organization of Zone 4B. Zone 4B covers Thailand, Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, Philippines, Indonesia, Malaysia, Brunei, and Singapore.
Swami, 我们将请来自泰国的 Manoj Kumar Singh 赛兄致辞。 Manoj Kumar Singh 是第四语区的 Satya Sai 国际组织主席。第四语区包括泰国、老挝、柬埔寨、越南、菲律宾、印尼、马来西亚、文莱和新加坡地区。
My humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan, Sri Satya Sai Baba. Respected elders, brothers, sisters, and children. I welcome all of you to this 2020 Chinese New Year's prayers. The Chinese New Year starts on the second new moon after the winter solstice. As a tradition, in the Chinese homes, before the celebration starts, we clean our houses just to drive away the bad luck. And on the eve, we We offer food to our ancestors and deities, which is followed by a family dinner called reunion dinner. This is a very important holiday all over the Chinese population where they live. In China, it is celebrated for nearly 8 days. But you can see the influx of people coming and joining the people at home and having the reunion dinner. But the best part is the worshipping the deities. So brothers and sisters, this year let's pray to our Swami that he blesses each and everyone who is suffering from this virus and all of us so that we remain healthy and happy. As the legend goes about the Chinese New Year, there was a monster called Neon. He used to come up during the New Year's Day and destroy all the villages and eat up the people, even the children. So the villagers, after repeated action, they thought that let's move out from the village. They were very afraid of their safety. It so happened that an elderly man called Yan Huang, he appeared in front of them. And they said, I will stay in the village. People said, are you insane? You'll be killed. He said, no, I will stay. All the villagers with the families, they left. Yan Huan stayed in the village. And what he did? He put red colors, festoons on the walls, all over the town. And he had crackers. And full night, he was vigilant, burning the crackers. It so happened that Neon was afraid and he didn't enter the village. When the people came in the morning, they saw everything is intact. And then they thought the Neon is afraid of red color. And that's why the tradition of firecrackers, because firecrackers also resembles like red. And that's why the red color became very popular with the Chinese, because it's more auspicious. Even the children, they get red envelopes after the functions. So if we take back the story and we take back this year's theme, the heaven lies in our mother's feet. They both, Yan Huan and the mother, they represent sacrifice. Our mothers, they sacrifice for our children. They even, they go hungry. They leave their desires just to keep us happy. So brothers and sisters, let's take this vow today at this eve that we will never let our parents suffer, even it comes to our inconveniences. And our Swami has always said, Matru Deva Bhava, Pitru Deva Bhava, Guru Deva Bhava. So there is similarity in our theme and with Swami's teaching. I recall the first Chinese New Year when Swami said, and he talked very well about the Chinese culture. He said the Chinese people, there's a proverb that we must welcome the difficulties. So they are not afraid of difficulties. When they get up in the morning, they welcome the difficulties. Let me see how we can work together. At the same time, there's another proverb in Chinese. They say that the best and delicious food you can have is what you get by hard work. And they have proved to the world that they really work hard to get their earnings. And coming back to the cultural joint between India, the relationship is nearly 400 BC old. The Silk Road, we have a lot of trade, we have a lot of engagements in trade. Apart from that, spiritual journey. And till today, the Zen and Tao philosophies in China, they are influenced by Buddhism. Even to such extent that most of the traditions and the vocabulary is from, like there's a word called Shao, that in Zen, and it is called Dhyan. So the things have changed, but there's a big connection between India and China, which is very remarkable. And the stories, the way we have in our scriptures, the stories tell something and there is another meaning for it. In the Chinese also, there are a lot of stories of wisdom which everybody can relish. Today, on that theme, I'd like to narrate one story from Zen masters, which says, there were two neighbors. One was a shepherd and one was a hunter. Hunter had a very ferocious dog and he could eat or injure the sheep. The shepherd always asked, brother, can you help me? Why can't you keep the dog in lashes? But the hunter was not listening. To a certain extent, this man went to the court and asked the judge, do me justice. I'm being harassed by this hunter. The judge was a very wise man. He asked the shepherd, do you want an enemy or a friend as your neighbor? The shepherd said, of course, I want a friend. Then just said, I'm not doing any judgment. You go and make friend with your neighbor. So this is how the Zen stories evolve, guiding you from within to develop the wisdom. So this shepherd went home, thought, this man doesn't listen to me. How can I change his behavior? And from within came the thought, I have many sheep. Let me give these two sheep to the hunter. He went and took two sheep and told the hunter, you have very young children. Please give them as a gift. They'll be very happy to play with these sheep. Okay, give them. Children got the sheep and they started playing. Now the hunter thought, my children are very happy with the sheep. But my dog, he will kill the sheep. I must take care of my children's happiness. And then he made a big fence for his dog. He made a big fence for his dog and the shepherd was spared of his sheep being damaged by this hunter. Brothers and sisters, this is what, when you love, when you care, even the people who don't love you, you bring a change in them. And that is what the famous saying of Swami, love all, serve all, says. I think the biggest miracle of Swami is not giving the gifts to the devotees or curing somebody's ailments. The biggest gift of Swami is his love. And we all are recipient of this love. Now it is our duty to give it to others. We have children. We are ready to write all our property, all our land, all our wealth to our children. But we shy away giving this wealth of Swami to our children, to our neighbors, to our people. Brothers and sisters, let's take back this message home that we are going to share our love with the people even if we don't like. And then you see the miracle happening. Then you see the not the miracle in the person, but the miracle in you happening. Because love is expansion. So with this, I keep my note at this and letting you think with the Zen masters that when you go back to your countries, when you go back to your home, think whom you don't like, who is troubling you. And the master from within will tell you, yes, try this. Maybe you can change it. Saira.
世尊，在您的恩典下，今年农历新年节目，我们非常荣幸能够邀请到来自马来西亚的专艺民族乐团的郑建清老师和几位乐团中核心的演奏家。专艺民族乐团曾经在新加坡、中国、香港、澳大利亚等国家演出过，是马来西亚最完整的传统民族乐团之一。专艺民族乐团和来自马来西亚沙迦赛国际组织的两名青年，以及来自印尼的巴拉米达布特里桑多索，将在今天神圣的庆典中为我们合奏四首农历新年曲子，以三首拜赞曲子，请各位尽情欣赏专艺民族乐团的精彩演奏。
Swami, for this Chinese New Year program, with your grace, we are most fortunate to be able to invite Chen Kamqian 老师 from Professional Cultural Center Orchestra, 专艺 Chinese Orchestra.From Malaysia, together with some of its core musicians to perform in your divine presence today. The Chuan Yi Chinese Orchestra is one of the most complete traditional orchestras in Malaysia, and they have performed in Singapore, Hong Kong, China, and Australia. The orchestra will render four traditional Chinese New Year songs and three bhajans. The musicians are Chen Kamqian 老师 on the flute, Sister Ku Siok Bi on the cello, Sister Yu Fei Fei on the yang qing, Sister Applechurch on the percussion, Sister Obi on the erhu, joining the orchestra For today's performance, we have two youths from Satya Sai International Organization Malaysia, Brother Tay Sen Rong and Brother Kapil on the cello. And Sister Paramita Putri Santoso from Indonesia on the kuceng. Let's enjoy this musical performance by the Chuan Yi Chinese Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
世尊，每一个的我们都有亲生母亲，她爱我们，当然我们也爱她。索弥，您是我们共同神圣的母亲，您爱护我们，您教导我们，您无私的爱，在我们无知无助的时候支撑我们。现在我们有请来自印尼的信众呈现话剧，题目《天堂在母亲的足下》，之后以拜赞结束今天的节目。
Swami, you have given each one of us a mother to love and be loved, not forgetting you as our divine mother, who always guide and protect us with your selfless love, even when we are not aware of it. To remind us of your sacrifices and love, we would like to invite devotees from Indonesia to present a drama and followed by bhajans. Swami, we present the drama titled Heaven Lies at the Feet of Our Mother.
Any plans?
I'm throwing a grand party and inviting all my friends for a big feast.
Wow! Who are you inviting?
Many! Wong, Leticia, Nelly, Felicia, Lina, Ridwan, Usli, Suitra, Jennifer, Murah, who else, yeah? Oh, yeah! Uncle Casey!
Uncle Casey? He's an Indian, right?
He's our senior. I invited him to receive ang pao filled with lots of money and money, a thick crepe envelope, so all my party expenses will be covered.
You are mad. All right, let's go home. We have to go to the center for bhajans later. Let's go. What is that sound?
A baby crying.
Aling, my dearest friend, I can't take care of this baby anymore. Sister Aling, please help me. Take care of him like how you would do to your own child. May God forgive all my sins.
Whose child is this?
Baba's child. Baba chose me to take care of this baby.
Hey, use your brain, huh? Everything Baba. Baba also says to use your brain. Are you even capable of taking care of another child?
Okay then, you take this child. You don't have one, right? Do you want it?
I'm not stupid, yeah? I won't accept anyone's child just like that.
I had actually wished for 2 children, but James passed away before my wish came true. I guess this is a gift from Baba.
Whatever lah. Just don't regret it later, okay? Hey, by the way, what will you name the baby?
What do you think will be the best name?
Mei Mei.
This baby is a male, not female.
All right. You decide what name is best for him. I'll go first, yeah? I'll see you later.
Relax, Mom. He will be here soon.
Mom, sorry I'm late. I had to attend an important meeting. Meet my business partners. Hansen and Heru are from Hong Kong. This man, Anil, is from India. And the other one, Usli, from Japan.
Hello. Come. Sit down.
John, Mother, her cousins, and her friends have been waiting for you. This is a very special night. It's New Year's Eve.
That's true. You should prioritize this day to dine and celebrate together. As the saying goes, family that eats together stays together forever, especially on this special New Year's Eve.
Shh. For me, the most important thing in this world is money. If you have money, you can do everything.
No, brother. The most important thing is respecting your parents and, if possible, sharing love through seva.
Come, sit down and let's eat together. Together during New Year's Eve, right?
Yes. That's a must. And for me, family is number one, especially my mother. She is most prioritized than anyone else.
Yes. Listen to him, Johnny. As a son, you should be like that.
Wait. One day, I will be super rich. Super rich that all of you will agree what I said was true.
Let's pray and eat, or else the food will get cold.
Good evening, everyone. I just came to wish Happy New Year. May Bhagwan always bless us with the best.
Thank you, sir, for sparing your time to visit our home.
Why not, Rudy? You are our reputed officer and the pride of Indonesian police force. Your service for the country is commendable.
Sir, please come and eat with us.
Thank you, madam. I have to leave as I have another duty. Please continue eating. Rudy, I'll be waiting for you at my office tomorrow. There is an important task.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Johnny, look at your brother. He is great. You should also be like him.
Ah, another lecture. Okay, excuse me, Mom. I have to leave. I have a very important meeting tomorrow morning. I have to foresee some projects.
Forget all business. Family, bhajans, and prayers come first.
Sorry, Mom. Business first, and the rest last.
Hey, do you know? It's bhajans first, and the others next.
You just keep on lecturing.
Hey, boy! Don't talk with your adults like that.
Johnny, follow what Mom said.
You're Mom's pet, so you follow Mom. I will leave now.
Johnny, wait!
Mom!
should check with the doctor.
Come, let's go to the doctor.
It's late already. We'll see tomorrow.
Rudy, you take Mom to the doctor tomorrow. I have a lot of work in the office.
After examining your results, you may have an infection in your kidney.
Sairam!
Take care of your food and rest more. If not, it can even lead to a kidney failure. Doctor! Doctor, please! Please save my mother! I will surely do my best. All of us are Sai devotees. We are family. I will do my best to save your mother. Don't forget to pray more and chant Sai Gayatri.
Baba, why did you give such a test?
Calm down, Pinky. Swami surely has other plans that we don't know.
Mother, don't worry. I shall take leave for a few days to take care of you.
You are very much needed in your institution. Don't take any leave. I will be fine. Baba is there, right?
Hansen, it's late night already. Why are you still in the office?
Sir, our noodle factory was inspected by the police today.
Inspected? What for?
I don't know, sir. They were taking samples from the factory for lab tests.
Let it be. Is there any ingredients that we're not supposed to use?
I don't know, sir.
Hansen, what is going on? Tell me the truth.
As per your instruction to increase sales and to preserve the noodle longer, we added formalin and extra spices. Maybe that's the issue.
Okay, if there's a problem, we'll just solve it with money.
Bank also called today. We haven't paid the bank interest this month and our loans are too high.
We will need to find a fresh injected cash.
From where, sir?
We will see.
Rudy, my son.
Hey, Mom.
I had a very bad dream last night.
What dream, Mom?
I dreamt Johnny was swimming in the sea, and suddenly, he was pulled by the waves. He tried saving himself, but in the end, he drowned.
Mom, that's just a dream. Don't worry.
I woke up terrified, and since then, I've been chanting Om Sai Ram, Om Sai Ram all the time, and praying to Baba to save Johnny.
Mom, Johnny has gone too far. I have always reminded him to spare some time for bhajans and to do seva at the Sai Center. But he always refused by saying he is busy and has no time.
I'm sure Baba will save him.
Mom, how can Baba save someone who doesn't follow his teachings? For Johnny, nothing is more important in the world than money. He will do anything for it.
Speaking about money, in the morning, is there a project?
John, last night Mom had a bad dream. I saw...
Come on, Mom. Don't trust dreams. It's just an illusion.
John, listen to Mom first. Whatever she says, it's for your own good.
Oh my, this Mom's pet is just like a priest, only giving lectures and lectures. Rudy, stop lecturing me. Lectures won't satisfy our belly, nor will it make us any richer.
I'm not lecturing. We all love you and want the best for you.
The best? If you want the best for our family, come and follow me. We can get more and more money. Just follow me.
I can't be like you. For me, earning money must be done in the right way, by hard work, honesty, and not by shortcuts. Not by gambling, selling alcohol, or creating problems for others.
Priest. Exactly like a priest. You know what? People like you should stay in the mandir, give free advices and predictions, not here.
John, please don't talk like that.
Mom, you always take Rudy's side. Open your eyes and see, Mom. Open your eyes. Mom, today you have a big house, 5 cars, nannies and a fancy life. Who gave you all these, huh? Me. Without me, you all will not have such a fancy life.
John, don't forget, Dad left a lot of legacies for Mom. Just for your info, Mom and I agreed to shift into this house. It's just to make you happy.
You all agreed to shift here because this house is much bigger.
Johnny, don't be too proud. What Rudy said is true.
Mom, you always support Rudy. Rudy, Rudy, Rudy. Rudy is always right. In this house, only Rudy is right. And I am always wrong.
Johnny, don't be rude to Mom.
Listen, this is between me and Mom. Don't interfere.
Johnny!
See, Mom, I'm wrong again. Wrong. I'm always wrong, since I was small. Always wrong. Mom, if I'm adopted, you tell me now.
What is going on?
Hey, you stay away from this. Don't interfere. This is our family matter.
Auntie Pinky is not a stranger. She's like our own aunt. She's our family.
Like, but not our aunt, right? She is always interfering in our family matters. She herself has no child, and she wants to rule over other people's children.
Johnny, control your words.
Mom, Mom.
Ling, Ling, calm down.
All of you are the same. I hate you all. If you don't like me, just leave this house. Go, go away. Don't stay here.
Rudy, I think we have to leave from this house right now.
Calm down, Mom. Johnny is your son, my brother. He's a very emotional person. If we leave, he will lose control.
Let him live his life. He's now very arrogant now.
It's okay. I'm fine with it, Mom.
This has happened many times, and today, it's worse. He even told us to leave. We have to go out from this house.
Where should we go, Mom?
You all are my family. If you want, you can stay in my house.
Thank you, sister. You're always there to help me.
It's not me. Baba has planned all this. I came here at the right time. Who else can plan this other than Baba? Come with me.
We are from Vajo village. Yesterday, we had a seva and we distributed noodle packets that we bought from your factory. All the children who ate your noodles vomited and are hospitalized.
So, that's not my problem.
We would like to request you to cover the hospital bill for 147 kids and 55 adults for this case. We have come with great hope.
Are you all mad? Why should I cover for it? How sure are you it is because of our factory noodles?
We have strong proof that this is caused from the noodles that we bought from your factory.
That's enough. Do whatever you want.
All right, I will report to the police.
Report to the police? Whatever. Just get her from my office. Now.
All right. We will solve this through law.
Get out!
Taken your medicines?
I had my medicines. Meditated and chanted. I did everything.
Sai Ram! May you get well soon. Hey, have you taken vibhuti water? Here, I have vibhuti that Swami gave it to a Sai devotee from Jakarta. This vibhuti is direct from Baba, given in 2008. Please have it.
Thank you, Pinky. As a friend, you have been very kind to me and Rudy. I cannot repay you, but I'm sure Baba will never forget your kindness towards us.
Ah, don't worry lah. Long back, when I was struggling, you and your husband supported me. Today, I am successful because of your help. Hey! Rudy, what happened? Are you okay?
Rudy, are you okay? What is the matter?
Johnny is in trouble.
What? Is Johnny okay?
He's okay, Mom. But some people have fallen sick after eating the noodles from his factory.
Sai Ram!
They asked for compensation, but Johnny refused to pay them. If this case reaches the court, he can be jailed.
No, no, Baba. Please don't let this happen. Rudy, save your brother, please.
The only way is to pay the compensation soon.
We still have our savings, right? We will pay the compensation as long as Johnny doesn't go to jail. I still have my jewelries. I can sell them. Save Johnny, my son. Save Johnny.
Mom, if we do so, we will not have any more savings. You also need it for your medications.
I don't need anything. For me, Johnny's safety is more important. I don't want him to go to jail. Pinky, please help me. Sell all my jewelries. Rudy, please take all the money and save Johnny. Please save Johnny.
Aline, Aline, calm down.
I love Johnny. I want Johnny to be saved. Rudy, promise me you will protect and save Johnny. Promise. Promise me, Rudy.
Mom, I promise. I promise. I promise. Calm down, Mom. Mom! Mom!
Toman, Rian, Ali, Sri, come here. Come, help Ali. Let's go to the hospital now.
Good morning, sir. I have a good news. We don't need to pay the hospital bills for the victims.
Good. Very good. It is not our fault anyways.
Actually, it's our fault. But I'm not sure why they decided not to ask for the compensation.
Anyways, they don't have proof. So their case is weak. They can't beat Johnny. They were wrong from the start.
They were not wrong or weak. They plan to put you in jail, which they have solid proof. Your mom's prayer saved you.
Mom? What are you talking about? Just go away.
Johnny, enough is enough.
You know, you have always interfered in our family matters. You don't have the right.
Rights? I do have all the rights. I have been taking care of you, Rudy, and your mom since your childhood.
Enough. Don't speak about mom. She's really unfair. I don't like mom.
Johnny, control yourself. Watch your words. Don't let Baba be angry at you. It's sinful to speak like that to your mother. You have often met her cry. Every night when she cries, trust me, Baba cried too. Baba never likes any child to be harsh to their mother.
She never loved me. Rudy is always her favorite. Rudy is always the perfect son. Rudy is always the greatest. It's always Rudy, Rudy, and Rudy.
If you still want to be safe, don't let your mother cry. You will go to hell.
Listen, Auntie, listen. Whether I go to heaven or hell, that is none of your business. I have always been treated like a trash. I am a trash, trash, trash.
Trash? You and trash? You have no idea what you're talking about. You are a golden child to your mom. And you don't know how to repay your mom. Even a trash child has a better character than you.
Golden child? Huh? What do you mean?
Listen, Johnny. Listen carefully. I have promised your mom never to let this secret out. But today, I have to break my promise. And I hope Baba will forgive me. Johnny, you are actually the only son of your mother. Your mom gave birth to only one son, and that is you. It's you, Johnny, you! Rudy was found at her doorsteps, inside a box. But look, Rudy is more loving to her than you to her. Johnny, you are her only son.
Wait. So, Rudy is not my real brother?
No. But he really loves you, and he really loves your mom. He is ready to sacrifice himself for both of you. Promise me that you will never ever reveal this secret to anyone, even to me.
No! This can't be happening.
Johnny, control yourself. Calm down.
No, Auntie, I can't accept this.
Johnny, dear, I actually came here to let you know that you did not go to jail because your mom has saved you.
Mom? Mom saved me?
Rudy told your mom that the victims had reported you to the police and they wanted you to be locked in jail. And to save you, she sold all her jewelry and gave every penny of her savings just to pay the hospital for the victims. And it just to save you. That is how you got saved, Johnny.
Mom?
Yes, dear. Yes. Your mom paid everything.
Mom paid everything?
Johnny, your mother is in critical condition in the hospital right now.
What? Mom is in the hospital? What happened? What happened to Mom?
I don't know how long more she will live and how will she survive. Oh, Johnny, see your mother. She really, really loves you. And she is missing you. Johnny, meet your mom. See your mom before it's too late for you.
Mom, open your eyes. Let's go home. Mom, please, Mom, say something. Mom, did I do this to you? Mom, say something. Mom, wake up, Mom. Please. Open your eyes, Mom. Please wake up. Mom, please, let's just go home. Mom, please, I love you so much, Mom. Please, don't go. Open your eyes, Mom. Please, just wake up. I'll do whatever you want. I promise. I promise, Mom, please. I'll go to the mandir. I'll do whatever you want. I'll pray to all the gods, Mom, please. Mom, please. I will do anything, Mom. Just please wake up, Mom. Open your eyes. Mom, don't leave me, Mom. I need you. Doctor, doctor, please do something. Save my mom.
Nurse, Devi, Fitri, fast.
Doctor, doctor, please, just save my mom, doctor. Mom, please wake up, mom. Please forgive Johnny. Mom! Mom, please forgive me. Please don't leave Johnny, mom. Mom, this is me. This is your son. Mom, don't leave me alone, mom. Mom, I need you, mom. Mom, I will never leave your side again. I promise, mom. Just please, sorry, mom. Please don't go. Please come back, mom. Mom, please, mom, come back. Doctor, doctor, please, just save my mom, doctor. You're the only one who can do it. Doctor, please. I'm folding my hands for the first time. Doctor, just please save her.
I have tried my best. There is only one who can save your mom now.
Let me know. I will bring him here, whatever the price.
Only one. The doctor above all doctors. King of all kings. He is Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Go to him. Pray to him.
Baba.
Yes, Baba. The merciful and the loving one. He will help you. Go. Plead him for help.
A sinner. Why should my mother suffer because of me? I never believed in you. It was me, Baba. I never believed in God, never believed in prayers. But my mom, she's an angel. She sings to you, she chants your name, she has so much love for you. But why, Baba? Why? Why are you taking her away from me? Just please punish me. Do whatever you want. Take me. Punish me instead of her, Baba. Please. I beg you, Baba. Please. Please save my mother. Whatever punishment you want to give me, I will accept it. But please, please just save her. Don't let my mom leave us. Please, Baba. I never ask anything from you. But today, please, I beg you. Please save my mother. And after that, you can do anything you want with me. Please, right now, please.
Johnny. Fulfill your wish, but you have promise never to make your mother shed a tear again. Make her happy as heaven lies beneath mother's feet.
Mom's dead. Nothing will happen to her. Doctor, doctor, please check my mother. Baba promised that everything will be all right. Doctor, please check on her.
Wow, a miracle. Her heartbeat has stabilized again. Your mother will recover.
Really, doctor?
This is truly God's miracle.
Mom, mom, you will be fine now, mom. I'll do whatever you say. We'll sing bhajans together. We will chant God's name together. I will follow you wherever you go, Mom. Just please open your eyes, Mom. Mom!
Johnny?
Mom! Johnny will take care of you. I'll take care of you every day. I promise. Johnny loves you, Mom. I love you, Mom. I love you so much.
Baba came and he touched my stomach and said, I will be fine. Thank you. Thank you so much, Baba. I know you always be there for us and you always love us. We will love you more and more, Swami. And we will never leave you. Please, hold us always, Swami.
Swami, thank you. Thank you so much, Swami. Today, I become yours completely. I promise to be good, do good, see good, and to always walk in your path, Swami. Thank you.
Bye. Sharti Baba. क्षमा करो साई मुझे अपना बना लो बाबा अपराध क्षमा करो साई मुझे अपना बना लो बाबा
Govinda Radhe Gopala
Radhe
你的化身将是奇梦。 Bye.
山的柳，这个世界是多么美妙。鸟儿自投西郊，花儿从中绽放，这种景象是主的炫耀。慈悲观世音，慈悲观世音，
हे गिरिजापति भवानी शंकर जय